Yeah. Again, we got a bunch of young guys learning on the run. This is David's second year. He continues to work at it, progress. He's able to play outside and inside, and mostly outside with him. But we like what we see. And again, a guy who is, going to continue to get playing time. Yeah, I mean, I love the players on this team. I certainly, and Kyle's one of the guys I love. And, we had some fun on the sideline, and it was a good moment. And, Kyle was a great teammate on Sunday. He was trying to rally the team. He was, with all the players, trying to encourage him. And he's got very unique leadership skills in terms of his love of the game and his intelligence level and his enthusiasm for the game. He, we sorely would have liked him to play, but he did the best he could, and that was to create some enthusiasm on the sideline and help the guys out. I think that Bridgewater's doing a better job of taking care of the football. He seems to be growing. Defensively, they played a very, very good game defensively the other day. I mean, it was a very competitive. Miami made some very good plays against them to convert and to finish drives and things like that. But, this is a high-energy defense. Again, they're playing very hard, running to the ball. They give you a lot of different looks. That hasn't changed. And, offensively, again, it starts with the quarterback. And, they've done a good job of managing the run game. And he's starting to play a little bit better, taking care of the football. And, we always got to be aware of what's going on in special teams with Cordell Patterson. He's always anytime he's out there, he's a threat to go the distance, not only as an offensive player, but, on the special team side. Well, I think that number one, particularly when they matched up man-to-man, which they did on a number of occasions in the game, they're a zone team, but they matched up man-to-man, is, speed doesn't win, technique wins, and that's the biggest thing, to have a good plan of attack. Rhodes is a heck of a defender, and Munderland's a very good defender as well. So they get into their nickel, 21, I think it's Robinson, if I'm not mistaken, gets in there, and we he's a highly competitive guy too. We beat him a couple of times, but he's highly competitive. So the biggest thing is to have a plan, and how you're going to use your technique to win. I can't say enough about him. He's been awesome. He's showing, amongst other guys that I've stated, we're talking about Jared here, how to do it. We brought him here, and he wanted to be here, and nobody expected it to go this way this time around. And he's had himself like the veteran that he is, like the professional as he is. And he's certainly disappointed, but he hasn't done anything to misdirect our younger players and how to handle these types of situations and how to move forward. We look at this game as we look at all games. It's a good question. This is the last time, this last game for the 2014 Bears. This team is a very close team amidst all the young guys that are on our team. So I think that's part of it, is that this is the way we're going to close out our season. And we talk about that, and certainly, on an individual basis, you might have conversations with guys, and it's a really an individual thing from that standpoint. But certainly, this will close out the 2014 season, and everybody wants to do it the right way.